Dan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. Anyone who has ever taken a walk in the woods of North Georgia knows that the Chattahoochee National Forest is one of Georgia's great treasures, but it wasn't always so. At the turn of the 20th century, the forest had been abused and overused, the victims of hydraulic mining, overcutting, and poor land and wildlife management. In 1911, the U.S. Forest Service purchased 31,000 acres in Fannin, Gilmer, Lumpkin, and Union counties from the Gannett family for $7 an acre. Georgia's first forest ranger, Roscoe Nicholson, helped negotiate the purchase. Nicholson and Ranger Arthur Woody instituted forestry practices for managing timber, wildlife, and recreation resources. The Forest Service managers planted trees, fought wildfires, controlled erosion, and reintroduced deer and fish populations that had been virtually eliminated. The Chattahoochee National Forest now covers almost 750,000 acres in North Georgia, carefully managed and preserved for future generations of hikers, hunters, and fishermen after it was established by President Franklin Roosevelt on July 9, 1936, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia history is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.